In your Scofield Reference Bible, page 1232, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we'll read verse 4, and then I'll direct you to other scriptures, which we will read after that. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word, please. And let's read the fourth verse of the fourth chapter. We'll read it together, please. Ready? In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now turn to chapter 10, and verse beginning with verse 3, we'll read through the fifth verse, verses 3, 4, and 5. And let's read these verses together as well. Are you ready? For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now the third verse of chapter 11, and we'll read that together. Ready? But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And let's pray. And Father, we look forward to this day. This is a time for refueling. This is a time for regenerating ourselves. This is a wonderful time of the week for many of us here, most of us, and how we thank Thee for our church and for all that it stands for. And now we look to Thee for that which You have for us this morning. Bless with power the preaching, our preacher, and anoint our ears to the hearing of Thy Word. In Jesus' name, amen.
One time we were sitting around a table together, eating lunch, Dr. John Rice, Dr. Bill Harvey, and others of us, probably a dozen of us there. And Brother Harvey looked over Dr. Rice and said, "Look at Jack." He called me Jack because we've known each other since we were youngsters. He said, "Look at Jack." Dr. Rice said, "What do you mean?" He said, "He's thinking." And Dr. Rice said, "Well, what's unusual about that?" He said, "Jack's always thinking. He's always thinking. His mind is always busy." That introduces what I'm going to talk about this morning, and I've never needed your mind as much as I need this morning, because I'm going to speak this morning on the subject, the warfare that's going on in your mind. There's a warfare going on right now in your mind. That warfare is, will you listen to the preacher or not? Will you dwell on what's being said or not? The evil forces come to you today, and they want... Now, the devil doesn't say, don't listen to the preacher. The devil gives you other thoughts that drive the thoughts out that the preacher is going to speak about this morning. He sends his demons, and his demons plant other thoughts that have your mind filled, so that when the preacher's thoughts come your way, the forces of evil will already occupy the battlefield, and you will not be able to think on these things. I really believe this morning that I can help you from the Word of God tremendously in your Christian life. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You're what you think. Your mind is the original computer. You will do what you program your mind to do. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O God, my strength and my Redeemer. The devil's got your mind right now on something else. He's got your mind on what you're going to do this afternoon. He's got your mind on the bills you owe. He doesn't put in your mind, I just did. He's got your mind on everything under the sun. It's not because you don't want to hear what's being said this morning. It's because the battlefield in your mind is already occupied with enemy soldiers. And there's no room for the thoughts of God, the thoughts that are right, to enter. I'm going to tell you why this morning. But you're going to have to listen to very carefully. And I'm going to have to think very carefully while I bring the message. So let's all of us give our undivided attention. Father, give us something this morning that will transform our lives and make us different people. In Jesus' name, amen. Follow me very, very carefully. The apostle in our text says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Now get this. "Casting down imagination," there's the mind, "and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God," there's the mind, "and bringing into captivity every thought," there's the mind, "to the obedience of Christ." The apostle likens the mind to an enemy stronghold. Now follow me carefully. There's a warfare going on. The mind is the battlefield. The enemy controls that battlefield, which is the mind. How can we recapture the territory occupied by Satan and the thoughts he sends to us by his demons? The Bible says we must break into the stronghold by waging war. Now, the soldiers in this battle are thoughts. We must take good thoughts and attack the stronghold with good thoughts. And the good thoughts drive out the enemy. So the devil uses bad thoughts as the soldiers to enter the battlefield and capture the mind. Are you listening? God says we must call our troops to war. And we must use as our troops good thoughts. And our troops must bring our thoughts in captivity, capturing the enemy, and the mind becomes obedient unto Christ. Because the bad and wrong thoughts are held captive and become prisoners. Likewise, when our minds are clean and right, they're occupied then by good forces, our thoughts, the soldiers of our thoughts, and good thoughts occupy our mind. Satan wages war to capture our good thoughts. He holds them captive if he can, and his thoughts come in to occupy the area where our good thoughts were. So we have one battlefield, battleground, to occupy. There are two armies that want to occupy that same territory. One, bad thoughts, the soldiers of the evil one. Two, good thoughts, the soldiers of God. So the mind is a great battlefield. The mind is the place. Listen, the biggest battle that goes on in your life goes on right here. It's not right here. It's right here. The biggest battle of your life is right here. As a man thinketh, so is he. Two forces desire to seize the citadel. Are you listening now? Two forces desire to seize the citadel of your mind. The occupation forces of Satan want to attack the forces, the soldiers of right, and they want to bring into captivity your thought life so that your thoughts will be negative and wrong. And then the forces of good and God, the soldiers, the thoughts, good thoughts, want to come and capture the mind and hold hostage the bad thoughts. Now follow me carefully. I'm going to make a statement that's worth hearing. I'll make another later on that's worth hearing. I'll stop and tell you it's coming. Now listen carefully. The mind presents the evidence with which the will makes its decisions. Now, the will is the part of you that decides what you're going to do. But the mind is the attorney that comes and says to the will,
This is the evidence. And after weighing, after the will, him and now, after the will weighs the evidence presented by the mind, the will decides what it's going to do. I'm talking to folks today facing major decisions of your life. But you're not going to make the right decision because your mind is occupied with the enemy troops. And the enemy troops in your mind, or the thoughts in your mind, are sending evidence to your will about what your will should do. And you're going to make the wrong decision because the mind is the attorney which presents the evidence to the judge, which is the will. Now, there are others of you that will make good decisions. Oh, I wish I could get you to hear me, follow me, and give me your mind this morning. The devil wants your mind to wander. He's got some of you wandering right now. He wants to capture your mind. Don't listen to that preacher. Don't hear what he has to say. Don't listen to him. You see, he's doing that by putting thoughts in your mind. But now, the Lord comes and says, let me present my evidence. And the good thoughts come in your mind, and the mind then gets the evidence of good thoughts, and the will examines the mind and listens to the mind, and the will does right because the mind presents evidence for doing right. We're commanded in the Scriptures to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You tell me what you thought last night, I'll tell you what you are today. You tell me what you're thinking today, I'll tell you what you'll be tomorrow. The great need of God's people is clean minds. The great need of God's people is pure minds. The great need of God's people is good minds that are captured and occupied by the soldiers of good, which are good thoughts. Now, follow me carefully. How can I be sure which troops occupy my mind? Here comes a thought in my mind. How can I know whether that thought is of God or not? How can I know? People say so often to me, Brother Hiles, I made the wrong decision. I was sincere when I made it, but I made the wrong decision. Now, the will made the decision, but the will used the evidence presented to the mind. And the only way the will can make a decision is when it surveys and considers the evidence presented to the mind. Now, there's some ways you can tell. Follow me carefully. Number one, did the thought come from an idle mind or a thinking mind? Did the thought come from an idle mind or a thinking mind? There's nothing the devil, there's not one thing that we, our doctors tell us this, our psychologists tell us this, our psychiatrists tell us this, our counselors tell us this. It says, let your mind rest. And that's the worst thing you ever do. Did your thought, hear me now, did your thought come from an idle mind or a thinking mind? If your thought came from an idle mind, it probably is a bad thought. Because there was a vacuum caused, because there were no... See, here's the battlefield of the mind right here. Keep your soldiers on the battlefield. The soldiers are good thoughts. Keep good thoughts in your mind. Keep your mind thinking. Don't let your mind be blank. You hear me? Don't let your mind be blank. Keep your mind thinking. Hear me now. Keep your mind. Listen. If your mind is not filled with the soldiers of good thoughts, then there's no opposition and no resistance for bad thoughts to come in. That's one reason why it'll be a cold day where the booger man lives before I ever get hypnotized. I'll get letters about that one, I'm sure. I don't care. No way you're going to hypnotize me. I'm not going to let you have my mind. My mind's too busy thinking. One guy one day, we had a fellow in our church in Texas, way back in East Texas years ago, he'd sit in the service and he said he could relax you. Now, I hadn't thought about this in a long time. I had a visiting preacher come in and he preached and after the service, the man came up and he said, this visiting preacher said, where'd you learn that? And he said, I've known it for years. That visiting preacher didn't know that man. But that man relaxed that visiting preacher's mind because they both knew the same thing. Either they didn't know the same thing. And they sat there and talked for a half hour. How that visiting preacher could feel vibrations coming from that fellow sitting back there. And how he relaxed his mind. And the visiting preacher, I never had him again. No way, brother. I have spooks on Halloween night and that's all. This visiting preacher said, do you ever do that, Dr. Hiles, Brother Hiles, while he's preaching? I was a kid preacher then. And do you ever relax him? Said, boy, you relax me while I was preaching. Yeah. Do you ever do that, Brother Hiles? He said, no. He said he never lets his mind stop. Never does. Brother, my mind started when I was born and it's going to end when I die. And I'm going to keep my mind occupied. I'm saying, did your thoughts come from an idle mind or a thinking mind? On one side, here's a person who's idle. His mind is idle. He's thinking about nothing. And Satan looks and sees that idle mind thinking about nothing and says, let's attack! And the devil attacks your idle mind because there are no troops there to stop him. Brother, when the devil comes to me with bad thoughts, I want the good thoughts to so occupy my mind that the good thoughts will be so busy and so full the devil can't get in my mind. But if my mind is idle, there are no resisting soldiers. On the other side, there's a fellow whose mind is thinking about a truth. And this sermon this morning is going to open up the one tonight. There's another side of man's thinking about the truth. Now, the idle mind, thinking about nothing, Satan came and found an unoccupied territory and captured it with his troops. Look, folks, you are going to think about something. And if you don't have the troops of good thoughts already occupying your mind, then the devil's going to send, because of the vacuum, he's going to send the bad troops of evil thoughts. The Bible doesn't say overcome evil with a blank mind. Overcome evil with good. Here's another man. His mind is thinking about a great truth. And this great truth gives birth to a new truth. I'm going to say this tonight. This truth gives birth to a new truth. You see, good thoughts reproduce. No talking, please. Good thoughts reproduce. Good thoughts are alive. And as I'll say tonight, life reproduces. See, bad thoughts do not reproduce each other. Good thoughts reproduce each other. The devil gives you a bad thought, and he gives another bad thought, and another bad thought. But you can take one good thought, brother, and you won't have to have any more good thoughts sent in, because that good thought will give birth to other good thoughts. That's where I get my sermon. That's where you get your sermons, Dr. Paul. You get to thinking about a great truth, and that truth becomes impregnated by the Holy Spirit of God, and another truth is born from that good truth. And that truth becomes impregnated by the Spirit of God, and another truth is born. That's what I mean when I say in my preaching sometimes, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. You know a truth and then you act on that truth and you're free to take another truth. And you act on that truth and you're free to take another truth. But until you occupy your mind with positive thoughts and good thoughts, then your mind becomes a vacuum and the devil comes in and conquers your mind and takes over the stronghold and captures your good thoughts and holds them captive. Oh, this is good. This is the value of meditation. Meditation is not a fellow sitting there blank, taking a nap. Meditation is taking a truth and thinking about it. Meditation is not an idle mind. I get weird about this. Your mind's going to be healthy. You've got to let it rest. Show me that in the Bible. My mama used to say to me, an idle mind is what? The devil's workshop. Sure is. So there's no such thing as an idle mind, because when a mind becomes idle, the devil comes and makes it his workshop, and the devil takes over, and you're going to have good thoughts in your mind or bad thoughts in your mind. But if you say, I'll just let my mind relax and I'll think about nothing, no, you won't. This is why, let me give the second thought. Second thought, not only did it come an idle mind or a thinking mind, is it of God? Is this thought of God? Is it good or bad? Second idea, did it grasp you or did you grasp it? Did it grasp you or did you grasp it? Did it jump out of a television screen and grab you and say, think about this? Or did you say to yourself, write a little note to yourself and say, this is what I'll think about? The average person in this room, I'm not talking about drinking people, cussing people, gambling people, harlots, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the average good, clean person in this room. You do not grasp the truth. They grasp you. That's one reason when I take a trip by car, I always make a list of things I'm going to think about. I'm not going to let a signpost up there to tell me what to think about. I'm not going to let a radio station tell me what to think about. I'm not going to sit down in front of a television set and let some wicked, vulgar writer in Hollywood who came to Hollywood from hell, I'm not going to let him tell me what to think about. But the truth is, most of the thoughts thought about in this room this morning, a television set grabs your mind, or a magazine grabs your mind, or an advertisement grabs your mind. Listen, the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So the question is, did you grasp it, or did it grasp you? Give you an illustration. You go to bed and you can't sleep. Anybody have that trouble? You go to bed, you can't sleep. Here's what you say. And here's where you're wrong. You say, I've got to just clear my mind out. Well, in most cases, your mind's pretty well stayed clear of that all the time. But I got it. I just can't think. That's not true. Listen, it is the empty mind that keeps you from sleeping. Because you go to bed and you say, I can't sleep. Listen now, listen. I'm giving you a truth. It's not a novelty. I'm giving you something this morning to change your life. If you let that box quit grabbing you and you grab some thoughts and you decide what you think and you plan what you think and you plan your... Listen, you ought to plan your thought life like you plan your schedule. What will I think about today? You take a great truth. Like the truth Dr. Levine mentioned this morning. You take a great truth like that and say tomorrow, I'm going to think all day about salvation. And I'll guarantee you, while you're thinking about salvation, before the day's over, that thought will become impregnated, and you'll have another thought from that, and those are living thoughts because they come from life, because you grasp truth, and don't let truth grasp you. What happens? You go to bed and you say, I've got to clear my mind. And Satan says, I'll come in. And before you know it, he's got you worrying. You don't lie in bed, flop in bed. You don't lay in bed at night and fail to sleep because you're thinking too much. You lay in bed because you don't think and your mind has become blank and the devil comes and takes over your mind because there are no good thoughts there to resist him. Now, I tell you what I do. I can't sleep. I get up and go to work. First place, I don't want to sleep too much. I do not want to spend a third of my life unconscious. I just don't want to do it. If you live to be 90 years of age, you won't live but 60 of those years. I'll be 60 years old next birthday. If I sleep a third of the time, 8 hours. Oh, you say, boy, I love to sleep. You don't know you love sleep. You're unconscious. You don't know you're enjoying it. But I'll guarantee you one thing, brother. If I can't sleep at night, I get up and go to work. I am going to decide what I think about. Let me interject this. You know, that's one of the great dangers of prayer. You come to God and say, dear God, help me here. And dear God, control my mind. And then after you finish praying, all of a sudden, you think if you can just get your mind totally empty, that the Holy Spirit will come in and tell you what to do. No, that's not at all. You don't get your... After you pray, you get good thoughts in your mind because from good thoughts come other good thoughts. I get up and go to work. You say, I got to quit thinking. I got to quit thinking. No. You got to start thinking. Hey, this is a little sideline. I got to think about it. Just say to yourself, I'm not going to sleep tonight. And you'll go to sleep like that. But feed your mind. You see, the devil says, I want your mind. And so we empty our minds. We're not thinking. You're not going to go crazy because you think good things too much. You're not going to have a nervous breakdown. Oh, something's always on his mind. Something's always on everybody's mind. You're not going to go, you're going to have a nervous breakdown because you think too much. If you're thinking about good, the Bible says God is the author of a sound mind. And it says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. He wasn't hanging around with some spook, sitting there with his mind blank all the time. Mind was busy, thinking about good. You see, life, good is life, and good thoughts are life. Keep your soldiers on the battlefield. I said a while ago, if they leave, the enemy comes in. Now you listen to me. The reason today that you're having 90% of your problems is because the biggest battle that's going on in your life is going on right up here. And you're losing that battle because you're not busy controlling your mental life, controlling your thought patterns. You don't decide what you think about. I refuse to get up tomorrow morning. I refuse to get up tomorrow morning and go catch an airplane and fly wherever I'm going tomorrow to preach. I refuse to do it and let my mind think about whatever comes up. Brother, I am going to bring up what I think about. I'm going to decide. And before I get on the airplane tomorrow morning, I will have already decided my thought, what I'm going to think about all the time I'm on that airplane. And those thoughts will be good thoughts that were born from other good thoughts. And while I'm, listen, as I said, that's where I get my sermons. I think about good. I plan. I grasp the truth. I don't let the truth grasp me. I say I'll decide. I'll take this truth and grasp it. That's one reason why I don't watch the box a great deal. The box is taking thoughts and grasping your mind. That's why I don't listen to radio too much. And that's why I don't listen to records and tapes too much. Unless I decide to listen to a record or a tape. I'll choose to listen to Paul Levine preach. I'll choose to listen to Curtis Hudson preach. And I'll choose and I'll say, this is what I want to think about today. And these are the thoughts I'll have today. And when I think of these thoughts, all of a sudden a thought becomes impregnated and gives birth to a new thought. And that thought becomes impregnated and gives birth to a new thought. Do you know where my series of lessons on the Holy Spirit came from? One day I decided to think about the Holy Spirit. And truth, I'd reach out and grab the truth about the Holy Spirit and forgive the frank language, but that truth got pregnant and gave birth to another truth. And I talked about that the next Wednesday night, and as I thought about that, that truth became pregnant and gave birth to the, and before long, I was having twin truths and triplet truths and quadruplet truths and quintuplet truths and sextetlet truths and sevenlet truths and octet truths and ninet truths And why? Because my mind had, I had reached out and said, this is what I'll think about. I grabbed that thought. I grasped it myself. I did not have an idle mind that Satan could conquer. I said, devil, I got my troops already in the battlefield. And they're surrounding the barriers. And there's no way you can get in because the he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. And the troops of good and right were in my mind. And the battlefield was already stacked and stocked with good thoughts, and the bad thoughts couldn't get in. I'll guarantee you, I could have preached 10 years on the Holy Spirit every Wednesday night and never given the same teaching twice. I wonder sometimes how foolish we can be. What will I do tonight? I'll watch television. Now, wait a minute. You don't know who's going to be the first person to talk. You don't know what the first commercial is. And you sit there, let me have this. You sit there and you watch that box and watch it. And you're saying this, what will I think about next? And somebody reaches out and grabs your mind and occupies the battlefield, and the devil sends his troops in to occupy and to take hostage and captive your good thoughts. And break down the strongholds of good, and for 3 or 4 hours, you sit there and give the most delicate thing you have in your whole life, and the most important thing you have, and the thing that determines what you are, and let somebody else grab it, and somebody else grabs it, and this thought grabs it, and this thought grabs it, and you are a slave. And the battle is lost. And you wonder why you can't live right. Because you haven't been thinking right. And the reason you haven't been thinking right, twofold. One reason is, you thought your mind was supposed to get totally blank before God could lead you. God does not lead blank minds. God leads minds that are dwelling on good truth. Blankness does not impregnate. Truth is alive. Keep your soldiers in the battlefield, on the battleground. Now say this also, and I'll be through. When you yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. Tell me what to do. Don't let your mind go blank. The Holy Spirit does not lead a blank mind. The Holy Spirit leads a mind filled with troops of goodness, thoughts of right, thoughts of goodness. You ask the Holy Spirit to lead and direct you. Don't you sit there and let your mind go blank. For the moment that your mind goes blank, the devil says, there's a battlefield, no resistance. Sends his little demons and say, send our soldiers in there and put bad thoughts in there. And before you know it, you'll have bad thoughts. Why? Because somehow we've got an erroneous idea that when we pray or yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit that we're supposed to go blank. All of a sudden, He comes and controls our mind. He does not do so. He does not control a blank mind. He controls a mind that is filled with the knowledge of God and good. If I could do one thing this morning to help your Christian life, if I could do one thing to help you become a good Christian, it would be to help your mind be renewed. But your mind is not going to be renewed until you come to the place in your life to where you first recognize that your mind is a battlefield. And that the only soldiers you have to fight for right are good thoughts, and the soldiers fighting against right are evil thoughts. And until you so occupy your mind with so many multitudes of good thoughts so that the evil thoughts will not have access nor power to come in and control your mind. And from those good thoughts come other good thoughts. See, the devil has to enlist his forces. We have ours born. And good thought, another good thought is born. There's another soldier to occupy the citadel. And from that good thought, there comes another good thought. And there's another soldier to occupy the citadel. And from that thought comes another good thought. And there's another soldier to occupy the citadel. And before you know it, your mind is so filled with that which is good and right and holy, the devil will not be able to at all infiltrate your mind with unholy thoughts. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's one reason why these fellows that go off, these charismatic people, and I'm more Catholic than I'm charismatic, as you know. I'm neither. But I'll be honest with you. If I had to join a church across the street or the PTO club, I'd join the church across the street next Sunday. But one of the troubles with those people, they go out in the woods somewhere and let their minds go blank. And then they get all kinds of revelations. I've got a revelation from God. Brother House, how can you know if a dream's of God or not? How can you have revelations of God or not? Did it come from a thinking mind or a blank mind? What brought it into existence? A thinking, active mind. I'll say it again. For you doctors, for you nurses, and you psychologists, and so forth, I'll say it again. You do your patients a terrible injustice when you say you go somewhere and forget everything. You do that, and the devil will say, there's an unoccupied territory, let's go capture it, and he will. If you want to do something good, okay, there's a doctor in this area. Buys my books on blue denim and lace for the dozens. He'll send a patient who's having some problems with his thinking, he'll send him away for maybe a week or two, and say, you do nothing but read this book. And that person goes away and gets his mind busy. What's he doing? He's putting forces, he's putting troops up here in the battlefield. And when those troops, and boy, you get excited about that. And all of a sudden, new thoughts come from the old thoughts because thoughts, good thoughts are life, and life reproduces. Before you know it, you've got a healthy mind. Why is the mind healthy? because the mind has been grasping good thoughts to occupy its territory. And when the enemy attacks with bad thoughts, there's no ground he can take because the troops for right and good are already there. Now, of course, if you've never taken Christ as your Savior, you don't know what I'm talking about. Because Christ, let this mind be in you which is also in Christ Jesus. And you start that by coming to the place in your life where you say, I know I'm a sinner and I know I'm lost and I know Jesus paid the penalty for my sins and paid in full all of my sin debt. And I receive Him as my Savior by faith, and God makes you His child. Regenerates you, regenes you, regenerates you, makes you His child, and then gives you. Now, He does not give you the mind of Christ. He makes the mind of Christ available to you. But if you're not saved, the mind of Christ is not available to you. Once you get saved, you have a choice. You can have Christ's mind or not. If you're not saved, you have no choice. Because only the enemy can enter your mind. Once you become a child of God, then the mind of Christ comes to you. That mind is available to you. And as you take that mind and make it appropriated into your own mind itself, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Then you break down the enemy's strongholds. If I had one thing to say to my people this morning in closing, I'd say this. Think on these things. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are holy. You know the Scripture. He lists. He didn't say, be blank on these things. He said, think on these things. If you'd get up in the morning, and if you just make a list of things you're going to think about that day, and you reach out and decide what you think about and grasp that truth and keep your mind occupied with good things, the devil will come and find too many troops there. He can't get his soldiers in. And you can then have the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart acceptable in His sight, who is your strength and your Redeemer. For as a man thinketh, so is our Heavenly Father.